Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we are joined by former Congressman Brian Higgins. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning, Congressman. And want to get your takes on things a few weeks removed from Congress. But first, you're in your new position at Shays. So far, how's it going?
It's going great. And it should be noted that on this St. Patrick's Day, Michael Shay was born of Irish immigrants in St. Catharines, Ontario. And he moved to the First Ward of Buffalo, where he was an iron worker and a saloon keeper. Before he went out on his ambitious journey to build 26 theaters, 23 of which were in Buffalo, three of which were in Toronto. So we got to recognize Michael Shay and his Irish heritage, who grew up in the First Ward of Buffalo. But it's going great. We just finished tonight. Les Mis will complete a six-day, eight-performance run of sold-out shows from last Tuesday through tonight. 24,000 people attended Les Mis over the past 6 days. The economic impact on downtown Buffalo, the theater district, and Shays in just 6 days is more than $1.2 million. Next up is Jesus Christ Superstar, the 50th anniversary. Three dates, five performances, April 26th, Friday, and two performances on April 27th, Saturday, and April 28th on Sunday. So very busy. It's great. It's a magical place. The enthusiasm at Shays is unprecedented. There's 1,000 volunteers for a theater that's a little more than 3,000 seats. It's just an incredible place, and people, you know, who come there through those doors are always very happy, and they're well taken care of, and it's just a great, great place, which, as I said, is bringing alive the theater district and in downtown Buffalo, and obviously Shays as well.
Yeah, hey, my wife is a season pass holder. I know she loved Les Mis, so it's one of her favorite places in Buffalo, Congressman. And I know she's looking forward to the next show. Now, obviously, you're a few weeks removed from Congress. Did you have a chance to watch the State of the Union address from the president?
I did, and I think that. Look, American companies have added $3 trillion in market capitalization over the past 12 weeks. China, in the past 6 years, lost $6 trillion. We're in a period of unprecedented job growth, and we will have problems. We've had problems, and we always will. But I think sometimes the negativity obscures the tremendous, you know, prosperity is here. It's just not evenly distributed. And I think that's the frustration of a lot of people, and we have to work on those things. But those are a function. Those are a function, not of lack of prosperity, but of public policy and tax policy, et cetera.
You know, when you see, you know, big things happening in D.C., the TikTok ban that went through today, are you missing it a little bit? Do you miss being on the floor of the House?
I'm really not. You know, I have a lot of good friends there on both sides of the aisle, and, you know, I continue to stay in contact with them. You know, I made the right decision, and I wanted to come back and be part of the renaissance of my city, a city that I fought very hard for over the past two decades, and a great cultural institution, the Shays Performing Arts Center and the theater district. We have big plans. We're going to push the limits of what is possible for downtown Buffalo, for the theater district, for Shays. We're going to aggressively market into the province of Ontario, which is 40% of the entire population of the country of Canada. So we just see, you know, nothing but great possibilities moving forward. And at Shays, we're going to undertake, first of all, our centennial anniversary is in 2026, in a major capital campaign to add elevators, to add additional restrooms, to add event space, to make the experience, the audience experience, the patron experience at Shays even better, even more efficient, even more pleasant. And we see in the history of Shays, Shays is one of the nation's leading Broadway touring venues because of the presence of mind of the previous leadership that added 40% to the depth of the stage and in loading docks and the infrastructure that was necessary to elevate Shays from the middle to the top. And everybody in Buffalo and West New York should be proud of that and excited about our new Broadway series, which will be announced on Tuesday night at Shays. And I assure you, the people will be very, very excited by the new shows that are coming to Buffalo. And Buffalo will be a first in many of those shows. And it's going to be very, very exciting on Tuesday night. But throughout the 2024 and 25 theater season in downtown Buffalo.
Can you give us a preview of anything that will be announced on Tuesday?
I can't, but here's what I can tell you. I promise you it will be exciting, and the audiences will be, I think, very, very excited. Shays has 16,500 season ticket subscribers. The renewal, the national average is 80% for theaters. At Shays, it's 90%. So we have great partners. Our connection to Albert Nocciolino and the board of directors have worked very aggressively under the leadership of John Dandies to make this very important connection to Broadway, to ensure that all of those things that people think about relative to Broadway shows, musicals, plays, comes to Shays very, very quickly. And I think the 2024-25 Broadway series will delight and people will be in awe of the great performances that are coming to Buffalo and to the Shays Performing Arts Center.
Congressman, if you could describe to us, how does the show pick Shays, or do you have to go and kind of recruit these shows? How's that process to get? Because like you said, I mean, a lot of the big name shows do find themselves in Buffalo, and there are a lot of cities that are bigger than Buffalo that don't get the same shows.
Yeah, we have a partner, Albert Nocciolino, who is connected to Shays. He's produced a lot of stuff on Broadway. Joe, 30 years ago, you remember when we were kids, you know, they would talk about the Pantages Theater in Phantom of the Opera, which was really in Toronto. And Toronto, because of the Murdoch brothers who were producers, aggressively marketed into Western New York. To do what? To bring people from Western New York up to Toronto. That has reversed. Now Buffalo is the place that gets all of those shows. So the recruiting process starts very, very early. There's 18 shows that have opened or will open on Broadway in the month of March and April. And many of them will close quickly, but there's certain ones that will have sustainability because of the audience reaction. And those are the kinds of things that we assess relative to bringing and putting together a very, very exciting 2014 and 2025 Broadway series. So there's a lot of work that goes into it, a lot of study. You know, I'm beginning to follow the theater quite regularly. There's a lot of exciting stuff. The Notebook just started on Broadway. Hell's Kitchen is on Broadway right now, written in large part by Alicia Keys. You know, so we're kind of looking at what the audience reaction is to a lot of that stuff. Some stuff starts off slow and then it catches on and it becomes very, very exciting. So there is a process, and our connection to Broadway is clear and compelling, and we will have first choice on behalf of the theater-going public in Buffalo and Western New York relative to shows coming to the Shays Performing Arts Theater in 2024 and 2025 and beyond. As I said, we're going to celebrate our 100th anniversary, but that comes with a lot of capital needs. You know, the good thing is, the Shays Performing Arts Center, the Wonder Theater, the main theater, is 100 years old. The bad thing is the main theater is 100 years old. So it requires a lot of capital improvements to ensure theater, we're in a constant, continuous improvement mode. And that's my obligation to Shea. That's my obligation to the theater district. That's my obligation to the people of Buffalo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Western New York.
Talk about an exciting year, 2026. The centennial for Shays and the first year of the new stadium. A lot to be cheering for here in Western New York.
Yeah, Buffalo, Joe, you know, we've talked about this many times, but Buffalo and Western New York, you know, is the talk of the nation. If you look at all the major publications, The Economist, The New York Times, The Boston Globe, Fortune Magazine, Forbes Magazine, People Magazine, you know, they're all doing feature stories on Buffalo, extolling the virtues of Buffalo's new, growing and diversified economy. The fastest growing neighborhood in Western New York is downtown Buffalo. The population of young Buffalo for the first time in 40 years is increasing, not decreasing. You've got a lot of great organizations that are doing great, great work. 43 North is one of them, bringing people from all over the world with creative minds trying to get their inventions, their creativity funded and relocated to Buffalo and Western New York, where they will create jobs. So I think you see a strong collaboration among people that share not only a vision for Buffalo and Western New York, but an optimism for Buffalo and Western New York as well. But as I said, no economic growth doesn't do you any good unless it can be sustained and unless everybody shares in it. And those are our challenges to keep it going, to bring in more communities throughout Buffalo and Western New York to share and all the good things that the top line economic statistics show us.
You know, I saw you on Friday. You were one of the most popular people walking in. I couldn't get a path to ask you about Albert the Alligator on Friday. But you know, it was a unifying event. You've got people from the left, from the right. It was actually really refreshing to see the event at the Irish Center on Friday. Do you think we need more stuff like that? I mean, you know, like you talked about when you decided to leave Congress. I mean, we're just so divided. Do we need people to see more of, you know, oh my gosh, this Democrat Republican, they were tweeting about each other yesterday. Now they're sharing a drink. Do you think we need to see more of that?
Well, look, people are people, and we're going to have differing views in the extent to which we respect each other. Empathy is a big part of that. And theater is a big part of that. Theater and democracy were born in the same place at the same time. 23 years ago in Athens, Greece, and one influenced the other. And the idea is that the clashing of ideas, of dialogue with the emotional muscle of empathy, if from that and only through that do you get the truth, but it has to be respectful. And I think when you look at the Irish Center, you're right. You know, my colleague Jack Quinn was there and his family. They've been there every single year. The Republican leader of Erie County is there, Mike Crocker, and the Democratic leader, Jeremy Zellner, are there, and everybody's kind of mingling and enjoying each other. So I think, you know, at least for one day and many more days beyond that, everybody's very, very friendly and people don't look at each other with a blind incomprehension. They respect each other for who they are. And that is in large part what the Irish Center gathering every year is about, that everybody is welcome and that everybody's views will be respected. And I think that's, you know, a microcosm of, as you said, what we should try to achieve in the larger society. But if you look at, you know, David Brooks' recent book, it's about seeing each other more deeply and being seen more deeply. Thomas Friedman will come out with the book, the New York Times columnist and bestselling author, in the next 30 days about the same thing, that politics is not going to solve our problems. We have to recognize and that most political debates are debates about partial truths, and we need people that disagree with us to correct for our own errors, and that's on both sides of the aisle. I think what's happened in Washington, and you see it, and this is true on both sides, you know, people are making names for themselves by making spectacles of themselves, you know, wearing hats and T-shirts in the chamber where, you know, that was once a solemn and honorable date on the calendar as a State of the Union address, whoever gave it. And there was always respect, whether it was a Republican president or a Democratic president, respecting the office and respecting the fact that in the end, beyond being Republican or Democrat, we are Americans. And America is 5% of the world's population. We're 25% of the world's wealth. And our great days came from the sacrifices of our veterans. They're the greatest Americans because they're the loyalest Americans because they gave so much. And I think that, you know, we need to recognize America's unique role in the world and that, you know, we can do better by working together to advance this great story, which is the American story.
Are you keeping your eyes on the special election for your seat?
I'm now running a not-for-profit, so I'm not as political as I was last month. But of course, I'll always be interested in that. And, you know, when I won the seat in 2004, it was what you would refer to as a marginal seat. You know, my predecessor was Jack Quinn, and who was a Republican, a moderate pro-labor Republican. And you know, we've made that seat a very Democratic seat. So I suspect that the winner of that will be the Democrat and then go on to win a full term.
Well, former Congressman Brian Higgins, always great catching up with you. We look forward to the announcement on Tuesday, and I think we'll be talking to you after that as well throughout the week. So thank you again for joining us and look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.